Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. And Put Your Hands Into Hers, author Father Ron Ransom, offers an in-depth look at Mary, the mother of Jesus, a woman who has exemplified a mother's love, hope, and inspiration. With snippets of Father Ransom's life included, it offers interesting, informative, and inspirational insight into the human side of the special woman's life. Father Ron Ransom, CM, is a Vincentian priest born and raised in Chicago. He's been a parish priest and pastor, a vocation director, a seminary rector, and formatter. He has served as director of formation for the National Society of St. Vincent de Paul, as a missionary in Kenya, and has authored several books and articles. He's also appeared in several online videos for the Association for the Miraculous Medal. And Father Ronald Ramson, author of Put Your Hands Into Hers, Mary, Our Life, Our Sweetness, and Our Hope, is our guest on This Week in America. Father, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Oh, Rick, thanks a lot. It's great to be here.
Looking forward to this conversation. An excellent book that you've written, really important in these times as we will talk as we have our conversation today. What inspired you to write this book about Mary, the mother of Jesus?
Well, Rick, the true story is I had no idea, no aspiration of writing the book. I was trying to get another book published, and an editor in New York said to me, he said, Father Ramson, he said, I'd like you to do me a favor. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to write me a book on Mary, about 100, 125 pages, because we need hope, we need inspiration today in this world with everything that's going on, especially with the pandemic.
Yes.
And all that, all this. And I said, wow. So I said, well, you know, I never thought I had the capacity to do it. So I hung up the phone, and literally, Rick, I was just flooded with ideas.
Amazing.
Yeah. And what I wanted to do was, I wanted to show Mary's femininity and her humanity. And that's what I try to do in my book.
Well, you've done an excellent job in presenting that. The book, as I say, is Put Your Hands Into Hers. The author is our guest, Reverend Ronald Ramson, R-A-M-S-O-N. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting, and I mentioned in the beginning, you've always had a close relationship with the Blessed Mother. Talk about that and the importance that she has played in your life.
Well, I grew up in Chicago, and in our parish church, we had an upstairs and a downstairs church. Upstairs was only used on Sundays. The downstairs was like it was a big grotto, like behind the altar in the basement, and it was like a replica of Lourdes and a couple of the statues of Mary down there. And we used to have a novena of Mary, Mother of Sorrows. And so I, as a kid growing up, I was exposed to that, you know?
Yes.
And so as and when I went to the seminary later, I started learning more and more about her. And as you know, from knowledge comes love.
It really does. And it's interesting how this began at an early age for you. And I think that's why this book is one of the reasons it's resonating so well, is this is from a special place for you, a special relationship that you have with the Blessed Mother. Do you feel that your relationship with your own mother helped foster your relationship with Mary?
I thought about that. And I said, my mom died when I was 25 years old. And I said, and I had a great relationship with my mom. She treated me as an adult. She was in showbiz.
Interesting.
She was a dancer. And and she just treated me as an adult. And I think part of it was that. So, and then I said, are you talking to Mary about all this up in heaven? What is this about me? What are you doing? Of course, I don't know the answer to that one. But anyway, but, you know, I have to say one thing is, and I thought about it. Somebody said to me one day about, he said, you've written a love story, haven't you? I said, well, I have. I started to write a book on Mary. I ended up writing a love story.
Interesting how that transition took place. And you sense that as you read this book.
I did. You know, and I don't think I was too, I don't think I was boasting too much, but I still think of it. And anyway, now in the talks I've given on Mary and you know, different talks and parishes and stuff, I think when I do it, I feel like I'm talking about the love of my life. I sometimes say she's my girlfriend. You know.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
Well, it makes sense, and especially as you explained the background, the foundation for your affection for Mary, and how this book came about. The book has put your hands into hers. Mary, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. The guest is the author of the book, Reverend Ronald Ramson. That's Ramson. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Reverend Ransom's website as well, ronaldwransom.com. We've got all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mentioned before you were working actually on other books when the publisher said this would be a good book, and the book took off from there. How many other books have you written?
Well, Rick, I guess 8 altogether. My second book was called Praying with Frederick Ozanam. It was translated into Spanish and Brazilian Portuguese, so I count that as 3. And then I've written one other book now since the Mary book, and called Spiritual Hors d'oeuvres, which seems to be very catchy.
Yes, I like that title. I caught my attention as soon as you said that, so I'm sure that is doing well and will continue to do well. Now, that book's available. All of the books you'll find if you go to Amazon, just click on the author, go to ronaldwransom.com, and all this information on our website. Out of all of the books that you've written, are there any that you consider maybe the most successful, judging from sales or feedback or your impression, or the most impactful so far?
I think Put Your Hands Into Hers has been very successful book. The other ones on Ozanam and whatnot. Ozanam was the principal founder of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. And so people who were involved with the St. Vincent de Paul Society, they would be more interested in those books, yes, I think, than an ordinary person. But yeah. I'm amazed. I was asked, though, I got a call, a couple calls from Hollywood about my book on I, Frederick. I don't know where that is right now, but they've asked me about the movie rights for that book.
Well, you've got a lot of exciting things happening, and all of these books are available. You'll find them on Amazon and Father's website as well. Has writing and publishing this book, Put Your Hands Into Hers, brought about any changes or new experiences in your life? How did this impact your life in researching, thinking, and writing this book?
Well, the big thing, the phone keeps ringing. I hate to say it, but 2, 3 times, 4 times a day, I get calls from different publishing people asking me about promoting my books. And that's a whole new dimension in my life that I never experienced before. you know?
Yes.
And it's a whole other world, actually, Rick, as you know.
Well, yes, you've got the creative part, which you do so well. You've accomplished that with all of the books that you've published and written. Then there's the business side of it, including marketing. So it is a whole different world, isn't it? What's it like to adapt and take your skills, and now you're using them in a different direction, which is to call attention to the book and get people to read the books?
Yeah. I started to write another book.
Fantastic.
Already. Yeah. But I've been so taken with all these other things, the marketing.
Oh yes,
I have to get back to writing. Well, I love to write,
and I love to have you talk about your writing. So hopefully, we'll have a chance to do this with the other books, the upcoming books as well. And I'd like to thank Parchment Global Publishing, working with you in marketing this book, Put Your Hands Into Hers, for setting up our conversation today. What was the research and studies of Mary's apparitions? What did they teach you? What was that experience like doing the research?
Well, that's where I found out that we see her humanity and her femininity. In the scripture, sacred scripture, you don't see that so much. But when we see it in the apparitions like Lourdes, Fatima, Guadalupe, some of the bigger well-knowns, we see more of her those qualities about her, you know? And I've read over maybe close to 100 of the Marian apparitions so far.
Yes.
And I'm just amazed how she comes out. I always tell women, I said, guess what? She never wears the same thing twice. Usually women like to hear that.
Yes, I'm sure.
I don't mean to be sexist.
That gets their attention, I'm sure. Reverend Ronald Ramson, R-A-M-S-O-N, is our guest on the program. His book is Put Your Hands Into Hers, Mary, Our Life, Our Sweetness, and Our Hope. You've said, I wanted to share her story, and now she is the mother figure that we all need in our lives. What do you hope readers gain from reading your book about Mary? What do you hope the takeaway is after reading this book?
Well, they see that Mary was really a fully human person. She wasn't a goddess. She wasn't angelic, you know, and she wasn't somebody that was impossible to imitate in her life. And I think sometimes in the past, we've put her on a pedestal. And I've had women tell me this. Well, we put her on a pedestal, and I can't identify with this. Right? So what I try to do is take her off the pedestal. And they said, this is the real Mary. And she gets all the power that she has, she gets from her son, Jesus. Or our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
yes.
Actually.
How do your beliefs in the Blessed Mother relate to those of other denominations and religions? What's the relationship there?
Was that Rick?
Yeah, what's the relationship? Your beliefs in the Blessed Mother, how do they relate to those of other denominations and religions?
Well, I think I'm amazed how many things we really all believe the same thing. For example, one of my dentists, I went up to him one day, I said, doctor, tell me about Mary. And he looked at me. He was a Presbyterian. And I said, stop. I said, we are in total agreement. You know, I said, now, it's Catholic. We believe a couple other things. But the same thing with the Methodists. I said, tell me about Mary. And they said, stop. We believe all this. You know, we don't have to yell and scream at each other. We don't have to take. One of the things, Rick, I think what we have not done before, we haven't used our common sense, our gift of reasoning.
Yes.
That's another thing we find out about Mary, using reasoning. people ask me, why do you Catholics, why do you honor Mary? I said, four words, no son, no Mary, no Mary, no son, no mother, no son.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's yes.
Like, you don't have to get, it's true.
Reverend Ronald Ramson, our guest on the program. If you're searching R-A-M-S-O-N, the book is available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The book is Put Your Hands Into Hers, Mary, Our Life, Our Sweetness, and Our Hope. Father's website is ronaldwransom.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Father, what have you discovered from Muslims about Mary?
Well, there I have been amazed that the Muslims, they call her Mariam, which is more correct, actually, than Mary, because it means God's beloved. And over 1 billion Muslims believe in Mary. And as the mother of Isa, A-S-A, is what's the word for Jesus. And they actually, in the Quran, which is the Bible, as it were, for Muslims, there's more in there than in our New Testament about Mary. And so they have a great devotion to Mary, and a lot of the same things that we believe in Mary, they believe. And so I always say, I tell people, I said, if you have a mosque in your city or your wherever you live, and you have some time, you can call them up and talk to them. Tell me about Mary. What do you think? Mariam. Tell me about Mariam. I don't know if they have the time, but they might.
That, yes. A couple minutes left in the program. Father, I want to ask what this has meant for you, the ability to write these books and touch people, in particular this book, your passion for Mary, which began at an early age. Suddenly a publisher is suggesting you write this book because the time is right for the book devoted to Mary. What's this been like for you to reach so many people, the power of an interview like this, the power certainly of writing the book and having thousands of people read it? What's this experience been like for you?
Well, I think it's something I never imagined in my wildest imagination, Rick. I mean, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, I never thought I would be writing books like this and reaching so many people. I never thought I could write a book, and here I've written all these books and I still have the desire to write or talk about
yes
these things. And for example, I've met wonderful people like yourself.
Thank you and I
thoroughly enjoy talking to you and reaching out to people, and hopefully they'll in turn will get a deeper love for Mary or for whomever I write.
Well, we sense your passion, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk with you on the program here and discuss the book. When a review says clear, sensible book, and the writer has a smooth, natural tone, and you do. And again, I go back to why this book is doing so well, and all of your books are doing well. You have a natural tone, like you're sort of talking to us. Like when I'm reading the book, I feel like you're sitting next to me and we're having a conversation. You do have a gift for this. Is it a gift or somebody helping you along the way in writing, some power helping you?
I have to believe the maybe both. But I try to write in a conversational style.
Yes.
Nothing real heavy theology, nothing real heavy Mariology, but something in language that the common ordinary person can grasp.
Well, you've taken that with Mary and you've made her so like one of us. I mean, we feel so much closer to her after having read the book The book is Put Your Hands Into Hers, Mary, Our Life, Our Sweetness, and Our Hope. The author is Reverend Ronald Ransom, that's R-A-M-S-O-N. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, his website, ronaldwransom.com. All this on our website. Father, the time has gone by too quickly. Hopefully we have a chance to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program. Great to have you with us.
Oh, Rick, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. The book, once again, Put Your Hands Into Hers, book available wherever books are sold, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.